Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you cover when you there's no excuse. You're caught dead to rights. You should know somebody's name and you just don't have it. Do you go with another name that you think it might be? Or do you go, hey, buddy?
Or do you go to their mailbox and go through their mail and try to see what the name is on their letters and get caught?
What happened there?
Well, listen, I moved to a new house, okay? I moved to a new house, and there were a couple neighbors that always say hi to me, and so, and there, it's an older neighborhood, so there's a lot of older, you know, couples that live there, and I don't know everybody's name, and I keep forgetting, but they keep saying, hi, Kendra, hi, Steven. So I wanted to know one of the ladies' names, and I didn't know, I didn't want to say, I'm sorry, what's your name again, because we had a little meeting in the neighborhood to greet everybody.
Yeah, enough time has gone by that I feel like you should know. I know what you mean.
So I walked over to her mailbox. I made sure there were no cars in the driveway, and I just opened it and just gently with my hand, I didn't take any mail out, but I just sort of scuffled through to see if I could just get a first name. I didn't take anything out. I just gently looked,
I'm getting uncomfortable as you're telling the story.
Outside, she was like, "Excuse me." She's like, "What? Can I help you?"
Can I help you?
I go, "Oh, because all the mailboxes are on one side of the street," and I so quickly tried to cover, and I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought all the mailboxes are together. I wasn't sure which one." I sometimes I get confused because this is.
Yeah, and how long have you lived there?
It was like 4 months at the time.
Yeah, so 4 months you've been getting your mail out of your mailbox, and
suddenly
all of a sudden one day you just forgot where it is. She knew you were peeking.
Yeah,
I know. And well, she was like, "Oh yeah, no, your mailbox is down there." I think she didn't know what to say. It's like, "What do you?"
Right.
She knew where
mailbox.
Your mailbox was, but you didn't know where your mailbox was.
So now I'm like, I'm afraid to even go get my mail every day. I send Steven out to go do it.
Well, now not only that, but she's told everybody in the neighborhood that she found you going through her mail.
Well, I'm just...
So you're that person.
I know. I probably should just go tell her, like, look, I was just trying to find your first name.
I know. It's hard when you don't know somebody's name. I do it all the time. Like, in the grocery store, like, I run into somebody that I've known for years, and I can't think of their name right off.
Know.
And no matter what, they use your name a lot, and you feel even worse. And
I've told this story before. I've sat at the sitting at the bar somewhere with my wife and I, and
I
somebody came
story.
Up and they're talking to my wife, and I know I should be participating
because
it's
smart.
Like a neighbor,
this
it's,
is
like,
smart,
it's like a school parent or something like that, and I should know who they are, and I'm trying to get clues from what they're saying about their kids and stuff, and it's not coming to me, and I'm sitting like farther away so I can take my phone out, and I totally Facebook them.
That's
and
so
Facebook
smart.
My
though.
Wife and start see? Going through her friends to see if I can recognize the photo of the person I'm talking to.
My God.
And I finally come up with the name that way.
You
and then
did
suddenly
it in
it's
time?
Like,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, and then it's like, oh, and Howard, Tom, and Billy, and Karen. Like, then I know everybody's
name. Oh, yeah, the
name.
Back, right.
And
the
once
backstory,
I know who it
yeah.
is, you know. So
that's so smart. See, that's what I should have done, but I don't think she had Facebook. So,
yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Now
see,
I've texted
a friend and been like, I'm with the person whose kid is blah, 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 blah. Yeah. What's their first name again? And then they text you back. You're like, hurry.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with them right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.